order. If you would, please stand, face the flag, say the pledge of allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Moment of silence, please. Thank you. You may be seated. I'll start out with roll call.
Precinct 1, Councilor Lennington.
Here.
Precinct 2, Councilor Sells.
Here.
Precinct 3, Councilor Furby.
Here.
Precinct 4, Councilor Friend.
Here.
And at-large, Councilor Williams.
Yes, here.
You have the minutes. Hopefully you had a chance to look over the minutes. When you're ready, I'll entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor of approving the minutes, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion passes. Minutes approved. The next item on the agenda is approval of minutes, and I would like to strike item B. I found out that this was mostly for the police chief to be able to sell surplus goods or donate surplus goods. We don't necessarily need a resolution for that. It's in a standard operating procedure to get rid of old filing cabinets, bicycles, etc. So I'd like to strike that. I would like to amend item E. It should be first reading of ambulance fees, amendment 2016-5. And I would like to strike letter I, Augustine Consulting. They are not in tonight. Any other additional changes or additions to the agenda this evening?
I just get them on. Yes, sir. We're going to talk about the zones. Zoning halls and the zoning affects Winchester.
Okay, let's put that under new business. Item B, zoning.
I'd like to add in just a moment visit on the Greenville project, some concerns from there.
Or that on C, Greenville concerns. And I think I'll add to the agenda I under unfinished business, gateway updates. If you find this agenda satisfactory, I'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
Make motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve the agenda. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Agenda is approved. We'll get into the mayor proclamation. I was called last week by the United States Department of Agriculture. Indiana Department of Agriculture. read this proclamation and pass it if you so wish. I think I read. Do you read this?
Do I read this?
Either.
Proclamation, a proclamation declaring the week of March 24th through the 31st, 2016 as Farmer Worker Awareness Week and honoring the spirit and work of Cesar Chavez. Whereas the city of Winchester is situated in Randolph County, and whereas Indiana's agribusiness employees over 30,000, I think that's wrong, employees, over 30,000 year-round seasonal and migrant farm workers, many of whom live and work in and around City of Winchester, and who are key partners for the safety, security, and sustainability of our food supply, and whereas the labor of Indiana farm workers contributes billions of dollars annually to the state's economy, and agriculture continues to be one of the principal industries in the surrounding counties, and whereas the City of Winchester honors all those who plant, cultivate, harvest, and process our agricultural products, and whereas March 31st is the birthday of Cesar Chavez, whose dedication to nonviolent organizing for just wages, safe labor conditions, and dignity of women, men, and children who toil in the fields moved him to lead a nationwide peaceful struggle for farm workers' justice that continues today. Now, therefore, it is proclaimed by the Mayor Sean Byram and the City Council of the City of Winchester, Indiana, declaring the week of March 24th to the 31st, 2016 as Farm Worker Awareness Week, and further recognizes March 31st, 2016 as Cesar Chavez Day.
Thank you. I think I had a typo.
And There's a spot on here for each of you to sign. Do we have to have a motion for that?
I think so.
I'll entertain a motion to declare this coming week, Farm Worker Awareness Week, and honoring the spirit of Morgan Caesar Chavez.
So moved. I'll make a motion.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. It is done. Okay, we will go into public concerns at this point. Each citizen has 3 minutes to state their public concern. This is a public meeting, whereas we will not engage in debate. Rather, we will just listen. So, if there are concerns from the public, you may address the council at this time.
You do. Raise your hand.
Yes, sir.
You want me up there, sir?
You can stay there, you can move up this way, however you'd like to do it.
I'll put you back where you can hear it better.
This will be a whole, hell will be that way.
You can hear it better up here.
Okay, I was wanting a handicap parking in front of my house, there was 613 North Main. I know I gotta get that big tree out there, but
that's
be helpful, because every morning I get up, it's full of everybody else, and I can't get out.
And we can't push him back away, and we came from the doctor's office just that the day, and there was people parked where I had to get him out, and we had to pull back further, and it's hard for me to get him into the area that he asked, because the handicap ramp is right in front of the house, and I have to, it's hard to push him the way he is. He can't walk in his wheelchair around.
So there's already a ramp there?
Huh?
There's already a ramp?
Yeah, there's a ramp in front of the house. I just need handicap parking in front of the house so nobody else takes it. We got new neighbors that moved in, and all their friends have taken the whole, and I can't push him too far back to get in.
Right, I drink it, you know what I mean? You park everywhere.
Do you live on an alley?
Yeah.
I've got an alley. I've got an alley. Pull in there to get out, but it's hard to do. Mm-hmm.
Are you on the west side of Main?
Yes.
I take it?
Yes.
Okay. You know, I guess no, it wouldn't be on the west side. It'd be the east side.
Yeah. Because there's no parking on the east side.
Well, that's true.
It's
a double check.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's on the west side there.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Any other public concerns? There being none, we'll move forward. Oh. Okay. Good.
We wanted to check on some property that the city owns on Short Street.
Should they be stating their name?
Yes, please. Yes. Please state your name and address. Yeah.
My name's Jacob Haddix, H-A-D-I-X. Live at 906 East Short. Mm-hmm. And there's a pie-shaped piece of property that the city owns. That it's basically landlocked with the railroad property and the neighbor's property. And we was interested in seeing if the city wanted to sell that.
Is that one on the Potomac?
I'm sorry?
Is that one on the Potomac list that we get appraisals from Carter and...
No, this is...
This one we have to ever run to.
Yeah, we own this, and they have taken care of it for many years.
Yes, the last 2 years.
Oh, okay, the last 2 years. You actually had called me a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And I invited you to come to a city council meeting. A couple of things that I think this board can do, this council can do is Meeks can.
Isn't it over here? Is it the one over here?
It's on Short Street.
On Short Street.
Over by the overpass. Right?
Yeah, it's just past the overpass.
Just past the overpass.
Okay, we'd have to pull the feeds and look at it, I don't know.
Is it, you said he's, is it, he's short, he's short?
What's that?
Short on the south side.
906, he's short.
So it's on the, yeah, it's on the south side.
We can go pull the deed and see why we own it.
I drove by your house, I know what you're talking about, I know the issue. And I, so it's mostly an appropriate way to move about, the situation, you understand?
Right.
So we will pull the deed and, we will study it and find out the best course of action.
Okay, because basically that's landlocked because there's no access to it from the street.
Yeah, it's strange how it's just a diagonal line that, and then on this other side of the property, it's like the corner of the yard is city property.
Yeah.
It's a strange situation, so, we'll look into it.
Okay.
906 is short though.
That's what he said.
Okay, I'll go look at it, we'll pull it.
Mr. Hicks, did you say 906 East Short Street?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you get the other gentleman's name?
Yeah, Stanley Clark is his name. Stanley Clark, and he lives, 615.
Is your property next to? Who lived there before you?
Mr. Clark, did you say 613, or his name was called?
Who?
Oh, the last owners of the property? That's all.
613. 613 was me.
Any other public concerns? Comments? Okay, there being none, I ask that we move into unfinished business. Cash Drive, Coda Holdings. Nate, if you could catch us up on this, this is kind of a historical.
Yeah, I would have everybody go out there and look. I don't know, do you know where Cash Drive is?
It's a skating rink.
There was a survey done and they've asked for the city to take over that street. And I don't know if the city wants to do that or not. It was pretty rough at the time, I mean, you can require upgrades and things, but.
It's on the way to skating, to the skating rink.
All the way around.
Yeah, it probably still does.
No, we put, they do it taken out.
Well, they made the offer and I'd have you guys go out there and look and if that's what you'd want to do. I know all the paperwork when Steve was here was prepared for that, but then it just never transpired. And some of it could be that, you know, the city, the street's just not up to the standards. I mean, once it gets up to there, I mean, you're going to have to maintain it.
What else would need to be done with it?
I have no idea, you'd have to ask.
Well, the reason.
I'm not a street guy, I mean, last time I was out there, it was pretty rough.
The reason I say that is because I was the one that started that. We got the speed bumps taken down and I called this guy, he's from Canada. He talked with Carl and he said, you're just going to give him the, and we also spent $34,000 paving the front yard of that.
Yeah, but it's not, I mean, I'm just telling you, right now, I mean, it was not dedicated.
I know, I've seen that.
So that's good.
That's why it's on there today.
That's why it's on there today, if that's what you guys want to do, I don't know.
I'd like to go take a look at it.
Yeah.
After you've been on it in years.
Can Mr. Lawrence go take a look at it too? I wouldn't know anything about a road, I don't know.
Yeah, sure.
I can drive on some here in town.
Do you have to meet a certain criteria forward?
I mean, you can take it, just with the understanding that, you know, you can take a dirt road for that matter. With the understanding that, you know, if it breaks down, you don't fix it.
Is that on a city road right now?
No, that was in the city.
I'm gonna have to pause the meeting for just a second. Folks, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but I have trouble hearing when multiple voices are going on. If you have conversation, I would respectfully ask you to take it out to the hallway and come back in. But as the public meeting is in session, I ask that we stay quiet. Sorry to interrupt your conversation.
No, it was all right, I just.
I would just say this, I'm sorry, the paperwork's all ready to go, so it's just be up to what you guys are going to do.
And it's the last street, as far as I know, it's the last street Winchester City don't own.
Well.
As
Maybe the second to last, Amanda Drive.
Yeah, it's about Amanda Drive.
And we have a survey on that one too.
I thought it was all done, because that happened a year and a half ago, when we started that.
I'd have to see if Amanda was done. I know we've worked on Amanda. I think Amanda was done.
Yeah. That was all done.
We did assume maintenance up to the gate of Worsham, I mean, the new hardware store. No, new hardware store.
Oh, Gilman's, we own the road. You own the road.
I'm gonna see your moment here.
You own the road from the Greenville Pike to Gilman's entrance.
Okay.
Oh, that's something different.
Yeah. Yeah, we were gonna.
To the fence there.
Yeah, to the fence line, to take care of that.
Any further discussion on cash drive? Let's move to item C. Union Street, no parking. Second reading of ordinance 2016-4. Last council meeting, we had the first reading of this ordinance. I need a motion to proceed with second reading.
Make a motion, we proceed with the reading of ordinance 2016-4.
By title only.
By title only.
Second that.
It has been motioned and seconded to proceed with the second reading by title only of 2016-4. Any further discussion? Any discussion on that? All in favor, signify by.
Can you read it one more time?
He'll read it in just a second.
He'll read it after.
Yeah. This is to read it.
Okay.
Yeah, this is the motion to actually read that loud. So it's been motioned and seconded to read by title only 2016-4. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign.
Ordinance number 2016-4, an ordinance for the City Council of Winchester amending Chapter 75 Schedule 3 Subsection A, no parking zones.
Motion to approve.
Is the time on that, the time that's on the sign that's out there now?
Well, this is 7 a.m. to 8:30 a.m., 2:30 p.m. to 3:30 p.m.
Is this what you want?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because buses go pick up the Muncie Career Kids. Yeah.
Double check. That's, we can always replace the sign.
Nope, that's it.
Sign's easier to replace than the. Okay, it has been motioned. What is the reading? Okay.
Second.
And seconded. All in favor of. That's where we're at, right?
Yep.
All in favor of the reading, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign.
I make a motion we have the third reading by title only on the ordinance 216-4.
I'll second that.
Has been motioned and seconded.
To suspend the rules and have the third reading.
To suspend the rules and have the third reading of ordinance number 2016-4.
By title only.
By title only, thank you.
Aye.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign.
Ordinance number 2016-4, an ordinance for the City Council of Winchester amending Chapter 75, Schedule 3, Subsection A, no parking zones.
Motion to approve.
Second.
There's been motion to approve and second. Ordinance number 2016-4, any further discussion? All in favor then, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Ordinance passes.
Just one copy?
Yeah.
We are now ready for item B, second reading of safety ordinance 2016-3.
Salary ordinance.
Salary ordinance, sorry, I have safety on here.
So bye.
Sorry. Typo.
And since I went here, this was a salary ordinance for the police department or the.
Fire department fire. And the parks department.
And the parks, okay.
So here is.
To add the paramedic and to add a part-time experience part.
Yeah, fire. Not yet. Okay.
This whole thing, that's it.
Yeah.
Last month we did have the first reading. 2016-3, the salary ordinance. Entertain a motion for the second reading this evening.
I make a motion. We do the second reading for the salary ordinance 2016-3, by title only.
Second.
Has been motioned and seconded to have the second reading of the salary ordinance 2016-3 by title only. Any further discussion? There being none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
Ordinance number 2016-3, an ordinance to amend ordinance 2016-1, fixing salaries of appointed officers and employees of the City of Winchester and North County, Indiana, and providing additional compensation to certain elected and appointed officers of the City of Winchester and North County, Indiana, for the year beginning January 1, 2016.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Has been motioned and approved. Motioned and seconded to approve 2016-3-3. In the second reading, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign.
How's everybody feel if we suspend that and go forward? I think it's been in the public eye. I've read it on here. Make a motion that we suspend the rules and read the ordinance 2016-3 by title only for the third and final reading.
I second that.
There has been motion suspended to suspend the rules and read salary ordinance 2016-3 by title only. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign.
Ordinance 2016-3, an ordinance to amend ordinance 2016-1, fixing salaries of appointed officers and employees of the City of Winchester and North County, Indiana, and providing additional compensation to certain elected and appointed officers of the City of Winchester and North County, Indiana, for the year beginning January 1, 2016.
Motion to approve. Second.
Has been motioned and approved and seconded to approve salary ordinance 2016-3. All those in favor, I'm sorry, any further discussion? All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Ordinance passes.
This one's a yay or nay, sorry.
We're now ready for item E. Again, that's from the agenda, that's an amended. This would be first reading of ambulance fees, amendment 2016-5. First reading of ambulance fees, amendment 2016-5.
Is
that first?
Mm-hmm.
This is first. First.
Oh,
okay.
I'll
need a motion.
Oh,
I'll second it. Has been motioned and seconded to have first reading of ambulance fees, amendment 2016-5 by title only. All those, any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign.
2016-5, an ordinance amending and restating 34.31A of the City of Winchester Code of Ordinances relating to fee provisions of the emergency medical services. I think you need to approve this one today.
Okay.
Yeah. We're already running.
You're already running.
Got it.
You want to charge those fees? Yeah.
I'll make a motion that we suspend the rules and read ordinance 2016-5.
I'm not sure you voted.
You didn't approve the last one.
You didn't approve.
Yeah, we haven't approved it. Sorry.
Hey, let's do that. What do you say? I don't want to give Robert's rule of order a guy all down.
You know, motion to approve the first reading.
Okay.
Second.
I think Councilor Sells made the motion.
Yes.
Mo seconded it. There's been motioned and seconded to approve the first reading of amendment 2016-5. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign.
So let's suspend the rules and read ordinance number 2016-5 by title only. Second read.
I second that.
Okay, it has been motioned and seconded to suspend the rules and have the second reading of amendment 2016-5 read by title only. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign.
Ordinance number 2016-5, an ordinance amending and restating 34.31A of the Winchester Code of Ordinances relating to the fee provisions of emergency medical services.
Go ahead, Lisa. You got the title in front of you. You read it right.
Okay.
I'll make a motion that we suspend the rules and approve that. I'll have to approve that. I'm getting ahead of myself again. I'm just all excited being back.
I didn't even approve that.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Been motioned and seconded to approve the second reading of 2016-5. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Now you're ready.
Now you can do that.
You're ready, Tom.
It's your big moment. I make a motion that we suspend the rules and have ordinance number 2016-5 read by title only for the third and final reading. This is my ninth year here, actually.
Second.
Have been motioned and seconded to read amendment 2016-5 by title only. All those, any further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign.
Ordinance number 2016-5, an ordinance amending and restating section 34.31A of the Winchester Code of Ordinances relating to fee provisions of emergency medical services.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Same sign. Ordinance passes. We're going to wait until that gets around before we go into the next item.
I had ice cream for supper. I shouldn't do that anymore before meeting.
Is there supper on there?
Yeah.
Item F under unfinished business is the trash subcommittee update. You met last week, and I just wanted you to give an update to the rest of the council from that trash subcommittee meeting.
Divine, that's right. Well, we even had it open to the public, and there was three people here, I believe. But the opinion was that we really need to get the bids out, let the bids come in, and we can compare apples to apples. That was the decision we made. There was no informal recommendation or nothing. We just decided that's what we want to do. We want to get the price, what they're going to charge us, see if they'll bid on the trucks, because that's part of the specs on the bids. They have to bid on the trucks. And it took two, so we'll see if they do that, you know, because if they don't do that, then we'd be just wasting our time if they're not going to buy the trucks. And so that's where we stand right now. So when the bids go out, and that'd be up to you guys, when they go out, and we get them back, we'll have another meeting, and then we'll have a final recommendation for you. Okay?
Thank you.
Bids haven't went out yet?
No.
Okay.
Would you like to put those out?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's a long process anyway, yeah. A couple of months or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, you need to do that.
Okay. Anything else on trash subcommittee?
Not yet.
Okay. City-owned tax sale properties. I put this on here to let you know that I do have two bids from two different companies with two pretty different bids for demolition on the properties that you asked me to have them, at least so you know what they are, and I hope I brought them today.
Short Street.
Meridian Street.
Meridian Street, yeah, 504 Meridian, and what's the other?
Short Street.
Short Street.
Do you want them all together, or I can separate them out that way?
No, I've got Short Street. And just look on the left, look at what it is.
213.
213.
The 502 is still owned by someone, and there are taxes on it. So to act on anything from the council, you would have to be willing to pay the taxes on the home. I think the people who own the home would be willing to do that, plus then whatever the...
They would be willing to pay the taxes?
No, they would be willing to sell you the property for the amount of taxes.
For $1, and then you pay the taxes.
Yeah.
And the taxes, are those just property taxes?
Well, you could forgive the sewage, there's probably sewage.
Sewage and mowing and all that, so you could forgive that.
Well, you wouldn't pay yourself, right?
Yeah.
But you cannot forgive real estate taxes.
I think you can knock that house down for under $10,000.
You had a truck with no brakes on it, you're not doing nothing.
Yeah.
But to clean it up, that's where you have to...
I mean, get that built.
Truck with no brakes, Bill, get that taken.
That was available.
There are, only if the, I think only if the city owns it. That's where you get, that's where the...
I'm sure the fire department turned it down for you.
Absolutely, there's block grants. They take a while to apply for, and I think they might even help us. I shouldn't say that out loud, I don't know for sure if they help the homeowner. I know there's block grants for city-owned properties that are homes that are dilapidated, for city municipalities to help take down and haul out. I'm not sure that there are monies for homeowners who just have tax...
No, there's no money for homeowners.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's not even really money for municipalities, but we're not big enough.
So, you know...
Well, I would like to see us take some action on, I'm not that familiar with the one on Short Street. I don't know, you probably know about it, I don't know about it. But that one on Meridian Street is not safe on its foundation. It's got animals living in the foundation of it, in the crawl space. It's been like that for, well, you can tell how bad a shape it's in. I'm not sure it's something that the neighbors should have to suffer with anymore. And I know there are other properties around the city that are that bad, but I think it's...
The one on Short Street's bad, too.
Yeah, I think it's at least a starting point that we all need to help these neighborhoods out by hitting some of the ones that you can see are absolutely unsafe.
I have a thought. I would inquire with our clerk treasurer to see what kind of money that we have set aside for such demolition, to see if it's definitely a doable thing without putting any stress on our budget, and then go forward, and then we expedite it as quickly as possible once we discern that. She's on spring break, I tell you.
Is there a budget item for that, Tom? Is there a budget item, or something?
Not generally, but there are funds and that we can move it to. I just want to just get her a feel on that.
That would be about $15,000.
Be a matter of, and you help us deal with the title, correct?
Probably have Sean talk to him, I can see what Sean and Josh think. I think the guy would be, if you called him up, he'd be in my office that afternoon.
We had the money to just take it down.
They're all good for this year.
Yeah, there's no grants available.
Actually, there's a kind of money, they just need to realize it. And Craig Clymer says he's going to help.
Was there a second bid other than...
Oh, yeah, you didn't see that?
No, I didn't see that one.
So...
Do we own Short Street?
Do this?
I don't think we did.
Well, you got to apply for the blight grant, but the money, there is money.
Okay.
And that's $26 million, well, more than... $20 million. And they got it, it's sitting there, so
So you know.
This particular group of government agencies moving to redistribute the money to open up. It wasn't because cities like us didn't apply for it.
We do own.
The money's still there.
No, that's a potential.
Richmond got a million and a half. And Coolidge taking those down.
A lot of what helps them is you show what you're planning to do with it.
Right.
That you're going to, refurbish or do something with that property. That helps. But is that...
But none of them are going to cost us that?
I'm telling you, we've been talking about this for 6 or 8 years. If there is money out there, I'd be shocked.
What you seem to see might have been, apparently it looked like it's left over, they didn't use it all.
Right, they didn't use 28 million because they didn't have applications for it.
That's for this fiscal year.
None of them are supposed to...
If I'm all going to do it, it'd be the Augusta or whoever. Umball's just the county fund.
Well, Umball's been contracted to a citywide comprehensive financial analysis. And that might show us where some funds might be available to put into a new account for the new budget year or to amend the current budget to do that. Okay?
I'd like to just get a grant written to get all that money we can get to do that.
Yeah, there's probably half a dozen that could come down around here easily.
How many?
I'm being conservative. Half a dozen that people don't live in.
I've counted that many.
But I think the holdup, though, is the city has to own the property.
They do.
To get the money.
So if we get that grant money, can we use that grant money to buy the properties?
No, I think you have to own them before you can do that.
Oh, okay.
Now, Richmond ran into a conflict where they had actually, they thought they'd taken the property back to that big house. I don't know if you found that in Plenty of Mind of last year, where the homeowner came back and said, "You're not tearing it down. I've got it. I'm going to come back. I'm going to pay the taxes one of these days, and I'm going to take it back over." And before too long, they gave up and just demolished the thing. And
you've only got a year to do that.
Any legal action against them since then, but...
Any further discussion on city-owned tax sale properties? Okay, there being none, we'll move into Fountain Park Cemetery update.
My neighbor wants to do it. I appreciate it.
Sean doesn't have one.
Do you have an extra?
Thank you.
We had our March meeting. We talked mostly, I always have a guest speaker come in, talk to us, to guide us on the future for the cemetery. This month was J&J Tree Service, and we invited him to look at over the property to see if there's any endangered trees, and also to help us to get us a price on removing stumps. We have a lot of stumps out there from where we cut the trees from years past. Then we had a couple storms that we had some hollow trees that were just barely hanging and unsafe, so we made them safe by cutting it down so far. But we have to be careful with our monies. So at this time we're doing a project trying to get the rest of the trees down to give us an estimate of how much that was. And the rest of the meeting was just regular stuff that we have of our sales and of the lots and headstones, and working on our new project for the chapel, trying to make that more presentable. The cemetery itself, working on a lot of the projects that we have right now, about weed control, the grasses, how to mow it a certain way, all our fountains that we have out there. Talk about beautification of the cemetery and the objects that we have to get that thing done. And also planning our Memorial Weekend, the celebration that all cemeteries go through in the United States, all of them. We all strive to be the best, you know, for those who lost their lives in battle, and for the soldiers to give respect, and for those who are living. So we're trying to get it all nice and neat, as we always have been in the past. Saying that, we have a request that we're passing out is items that we need for the cemetery. So these are the items that we're going to go, and we always have a understanding that the board will come and show the the city board with the cemetery board of the items that we need to purchase out of this maintenance fund that's been established. This year's figure is $12,245.43. It gives you the items that in the amounts that we're estimating this to cost, so we can do our job this year for the cemetery. And these are the items that we're going to go and purchase, but we just always want to make sure that the board knows that we're doing this, and it's just one of those things that interacting both boards together, what we're doing, and you guys know what we're doing. And this is phase one. Phase two is that we're looking to look at an excavator. An excavator is the new tool that a lot of the cemeteries are going to. Instead of moving headstones and all kinds of stuff, and nowadays our pad holders on our backhoes, they extend too far out, and there's somebody buried there. So you can't do like it used to do. With an excavator, it goes over the headstone, brings out the dirt, and then pivots around and dumps it into where we can move the dirt and then put it back after the funeral. So Fred Davis is in charge of that phase, on that phase there. I'll let him talk about that.
Jim almost got it. I'm going to get up here and try to be real fast, but I'm not going to be as fast as that guy is there when he reads the ordinances, okay? We've come up with an idea on a Bobcat, and it's an E26 excavator. I made three trips over to Anderson to see about this. Right now, we subcontract out the digging of our graves. And by doing that, we feel like that we may be losing out on something there. Plus, anybody that's in business knows every year you're going to have price increases, so the prices, that keeps going up, and it edges into our profit more and more. So what we would like to do, and how we'd like to do this, is we'd like to take some funds out of our permanent maintenance fund. It's a pretty good bundle. And pay for it, but with a new twist. And it's something that we sit down and come up with. We would like to take the money out of this fund, and then we will take what we're paying right now presently to dig our graves, and take that money and set aside every month. And at the end of the month, we'll pay that money back into the permanent maintenance fund, so it's not destroyed, so you know, it doesn't self-perpetuate. Now, the second thing here is the cost of this machine. And this is where it gets a little sticky. The cost of this machine is $40,482.73. All right? But, if the city of Winchester will let us buy this equipment using their federal ID number as a municipality, the price will be discounted 15% by Bobcat and 15% from the dealership.
So, let me get, I'll give you the total discounted price, how's that? The total discounted price is $26,848.95, or a savings of $14,573.78. The dealer also explained to us, and I don't know if the city uses any equipment like this or not, but we're buying this piece of equipment cheaper than what the dealership can if we use the ID number from the city as a municipality. You could take this machine back next year and trade it in for a brand new machine, exactly like this one, only having a new warning and everything on, they said for about $1,900, which is one heck of a deal because the dealership wants a machine back because they can sell it for more than they could get it for when they originally get it. The next thing that I went over and talked to him about, we have two buckets on our backhoe now, and it's also a Bobcat that's very old, probably back in the 90s. I loaded one up in the back of my SUV and took it over to Anderson. They inspected it, and they said, hey, it'll fit this machine perfectly, so you don't have to buy the bucket. So that saved us some money. The other thing that's included in this price is, it's called a claw. If you got a tree down out there and you want to move it, you cut it into a 10-foot section. This claw comes down, grabs it up, and they can move it up over the top of the stones and get it out of there. As Jim was telling you, the tail swing off this machine is negative. It's a zero. This machine will turn right around in its tracks. It doesn't go over the side. The arm is long enough to reach up, come down 8.5 feet, and we're going to go down 6 feet anyway. That way we don't have to move monuments and such as we do now. Plus, we are subcontracted out. I contacted the dealer just the other day, and I asked him, I said, now, before we would commit to buying this, would you bring one of them over here to Fountain Park Cemetery and let us put it out in the lot and see if we can get it through if it fits our needs? Because I don't want to spend that kind of money without getting some kind of an idea of where we're at. He said, absolutely. When do you want me to come? So I'm trying to get that set up now. Easter's next weekend. So probably I'm trying to do it on Saturday when Jim's off. Anybody that wants to be out there, if I find a time, I'll contact them later, let you know what time it will be out there because we do want to do that. So I guess the only thing we need to do, and what we're asking the city council, is can we use your federal ID number? And I guess I'm going to ask the snake oil salesman sitting up here at the desk to be phone if it's legal.
I have no idea. We'd have to look into that.
Okay. Because they did tell me, since we're owned by a municipality.
You're not owned by the right.
Well, that's been debatable because... Well, I won't get into that, but anyhow, they say that you guys own us and we're the board that takes care of it. So, anyhow, if we can use the ID from the city municipality, we can buy the machine, and we can buy it at 30% off. So that's where we're at. Any questions?
Hey, go on. So you subcontract it now?
Mm-hmm.
So, and if you do it yourself, what's the difference? How much you pay to subcontract it now?
I'd rather not put that out here. I'll tell you at the meetings or what, because we do take bids on that.
No,
that's not fair.
Would it be substantial? Like say you had to pay back $26,000 in
your... we think we could do it in about a year and a half.
Okay, that's all.
Approximately.
Can you tell us what you charge to open a grave?
$550, open and close. Any other questions?
How many graves? Typically, how many graves do you open a year?
70 to 90. We've done 10 in the past, or 8 in the past month. Some months we might do 2 or 3, some months we might do 8 or 10. So right. It's a very.
The ballpark figure.
70 to 90 a year.
Except for every 5,000 a year?
Yeah. Well, we're not talking about taking all that money and putting it in there because our subcontracting is not that much, but. You know, we still have to make a profit out there.
Right.
We've got to turn a profit or we can't keep the place going.
Right.
Then you guys would really take it over. So. Anything else?
I'm just curious. Really, PCI, they said they could put Wi-Fi at the chapel with all those trees?
Somebody's going to have to, I'm not a technician, they've talked about trying to run something out there to that chapel so they could do Wi-Fi out there. That comes out of a totally different fund that's under the Goodrich Fund. I have nothing to do
with it. I'm just curious because that's a tower you're going to have to hit. And they tell everybody else if you have a tree in the way that you can't get it.
You would have talked to probably Suzanne out there because they discussed
that. That'd be great if you got it. I just am surprised. Mm-hmm.
It may be running a line after. I don't know. Okay. Sure. Anything else? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Fred.
Okay.
Well, I think... What would we all use our federal levies?
Well, I think we need to do our...
We need to have to bid. It's all about competitive bidding. That's why I'd have to ask the state board again. I'll wait till Vicki comes back.
And I think we'd want to see the demonstration as well. I think that's something that...
It's all about the state board accounts and the competitive bidding.
I want you to understand that we would be paying for this out of our funds. There would be no money expended by the city. The only thing they're going to have to give us is that ID number in order for us to get that under municipality rate, which is the 30%.
If you can give us that account number. Tax is that number, you can't just...
Missy, we're taxes with anyone.
Yeah.
Or we're just asking.
Right, yeah. Well, I'm all for it if the state says you can do it.
Any other discussion on Fountain Park Cemetery? Okay, we're making great time. Let's move into Gateway update. The letter has been sent to HWC per the Redevelopment Commission's instructions on the recommendations via Vernon Ernstberger, who came in. Sent that last week. I have a meeting then with HWC April 6th to discuss those action items and move forward with that. Any questions? We are working on it. I know it's a very hot topic. The recommendations range from shrinking the size, the magnitude of the gateway down so it's more manageable in the plannings, to looking at the original plans of the signage. If it's to have been powder coated or painted, and look at those change orders if there were any as the construction was going on, just to get to the bottom of it. So I think the immediate need is to shrink down the landscaping so it's more manageable and it doesn't get out of hand like it did in years past. So that's my update on that. Any other questions? Being none, we'll move into new business. On Thursday night, the park board met and they approved a firm called Rundell Ernstberger, same firm that worked on our gateway, to do an inspection of the pool. We actually had a cooperation with the YMCA. The YMCA agreed to pay half of that fee, and we would pay the other half of the fee. That does not include... the plan does not include any fixes. They're just going to identify what it is and also look at meeting compliance for Americans with Disabilities Act. I think we've discussed that in this board before. The American Disabilities Act says that anybody can do what anybody can do. Everybody has to be able to do what all others ought to be able to do. And we want to make sure that our pool is accommodating to all. And feasible to operate. They also, Thursday night, approved a master Goodrich Park plan on the contingency that the Goodrich Trust would pay for it. So I'm expecting a call this week from the administrator of the trust to determine if the trust would pay for it. So, and that's a 20-year plan. And that brings the community together to decide and start brainstorming how we would like to see our parks advance long into the future and have a plan moving forward. Now, it doesn't mean all the stuff that they draw up we're going to have overnight. It's going to take years down the road to see that come to fruition. Questions on master pool plan item? My goal is to get that pool open. But it's also to look out for the city's best interest and fiscal responsibility and safety. So it's a challenging item. Okay, moving on to item B, zoning.
Okay.
I thought I was going to have an easy job when I'm on Area Planning Commission, and they got appointed for that, but Bobby McCoy changed that in a hurry, so we're going to discuss it. I'll be real brief. The zoning in this town is terrible. I'll give you an example. Right across the street here, where the Sonic Lodge is, there's R1, R2, C1, C2, C3, and 1 and M2. That's the major zoning districts in the city. So this, where the Masonic Lodge is C3. The two houses beside them, that Masonic Lodge, they're also C3. Guess what? They're not allowed to be there. You can't have a residential dwelling in a C3 district. But, so that's all over town. I mean, she sent me this stuff. I could not believe it. Down on the, where the Fountain Park is, Scrub Fountain Park, where the garage is, where used to be a Shell station there, all them houses are C3. So we're either going to have to change it to C1, if I'm not mistaken. Because if you change it to an R1, then that restricts it the other way. If you change it to C1, there's some businesses allowed to come in there, and they're also allowed to build houses in the C1 district. So there's nothing we can do right now. I just wanted to be aware of it, because that plan you read the book in, they discussed that we have to change the zoning on it.
I'm glad you brought that up, Noel. This is Greensburg, Indiana's comprehensive plan.
You need to read it.
This firm, and I don't really care what firm it is. I'm comfortable with this firm. They've been in, they've seen our gateway, they've looked at our pool, they're working on our parks. The county, they presented to the county commissioners today, this group did. And it's something, you know, whether the county goes forward with it or not, I encourage our city to go forward with. I'm waiting on the county to decide what they're going to do, because I think that we want to go in with the county. It makes more sense to me to, you know, collaborate on as much level as possible. It brings the cost down for everybody involved. But regardless, we're going to get our own plan, whether the county does decide to go into this or not. We're still going to get the same thing, whether we do it on our own or we go in collaboration with the county. So when Mo came in and talked to me about zoning, this item he wanted to say, I said, that's why we need a comprehensive plan. So I've got this book. Mo already read through it. I've read through it. I'm a believer in planning. I used to teach school to seventh graders. And I'd wake up in a cold sweat at night thinking I don't have a plan for the next day. Standing in front of seventh graders without a plan is like managing a city without a plan. It's a shot in the dark sometimes. So, anything else on zoning?
So, in conclusion, one more thing. The house you want to tear down on South Marine Street, uh-huh. Once we tore it down, it's going to be a lot. You probably could put a house on it, because resident R1s, you got to have 10,000 square feet to build a house.
You could put a house on it?
No, if it's not 10,000. And a 10,000 square foot lot would be a 20,000 square feet. Or something like that. Most lots in Winchester are 50 by 150. It's 7,500. So actually, even on R1, that's why we need to change the zoning to C1, because then you can, that restriction doesn't apply to a C1. So it's really complicated. I mean, he can burn out.
The problem you get into is, like back when he was talking about the C3s, we don't want to have a fire, but I mean, if you'd have a fire wiped out that whole block,
them houses can't,
and then you got a C3 sitting there. You can't build houses on that C3, but yet somebody could come in and put in an adult entertainment
right next to you,
or whatever, right there, because it's already zoned.
Okay.
There's no stopping a gas station with lights 24/7, anything. So it's a complex problem.
Yeah. And more so than I thought.
But you're an existing non-conforming use, so you could put your house back on there. Since you were an existing non-conforming use.
That I do not know.
Yeah, that's what it's called. Existing non-conforming use.
But the whole C3 thing is, that's the mess.
Yeah. Could you do that, make sure that I'm getting a variance?
Yes, if you're an existing non-conforming use, you're fine.
So you don't have to go through no channel to do that. Still, we really need
to. You still have to have your setbacks and your things, but as long as you're existing.
And they are different for C1s than they are R1s, C3s. It's just complicated. I mean, they'll work it out. I'm sure they will. The Area Planning Commission, but it's opened my eyes on it.
I would tell you that Rensburger people said that they would look at the zoning if they did the comprehensive financial plan. They said that today.
Mm-hmm. And do a lot of economic development, which they didn't get into because they only had so much time. But
they took an hour. We'll get them in here soon.
I would say that, for lack of a better term, I would want to lobby the county to come in and us go in together. Winchester's a county seat. I don't want to sound pretentious about that, but that is beneficial. We, and I think having a goal together with them and us working, you know, the old scripture is my people perish for a lack of knowledge or preparation. And, you know, we've had long-term goals before, but I like a 20-year plan. Not all of it get done, but it really gives us a vision where we can go. And I don't want to be doing something in point A that point B, which being the county, doesn't share that vision with us, especially when you're talking about infrastructures and different things like that.
Well, you brought up the same point that a commissioner brought up today, this morning. There are many places around, not only in Indiana, but all around the United States that are doing comprehensive plans where counties, like Greensburg, the city of Greensburg actually decided to do their comprehensive plan as a city about a year prior to their county. So, you know, you would think that maybe they wouldn't be working together. Different firms. Greensburg started their comprehensive plan and works hand-in-hand coinciding with the county plan. So regardless if the county chooses to go with comprehensive plan and goes with firm A, if we decide to go with firm B, it's not gonna change the dynamics. They're very professional in this, how it works all the time too. So I would encourage anyone to take that home. I don't have a...
You think it's online?
Probably. I don't know. But I don't have a...
they're online.
Checkout.
Those people are online.
What do they call that in the library when you take out the card?
You don't do that anymore.
You don't do that? Okay. Any further discussion on zoning? Let's move on. Yep.
If you guys are wanting to do something with this in the future, you guys have pretty much got to say, yes, we would like to do something with this, and then the area planning will come back, that we'll get together, we'll make a recommendation,
okay,
and then you guys can decide from there. But if you don't want to act at any time, there's no point in us even having the discussion. And I guess that's, isn't that what you got from it, though?
Yeah, but and then I talked to him, and I thought we were going to like that.
Well, this might take a little time.
To study, but yeah.
This might take up to a year.
That's why I didn't bring it up. I thought we were just going to...
Well, what would the motion be?
Well, I would say we have to make a recommendation. And the recommendation I make is that I make a motion that the C3 become C1s.
Okay, so you're taking away a person's C3 to C1 without talking to them? That is, hold on, that is a taking. And you would then have to get it appraised and pay them the difference. Because you have changed their classification.
So
it's not that, it's not just these now. If they come up and petition and request for it, that's one thing. But you retroactiving a person's residential place or any place, like you go out to Anchor and say, you're going to be an R1 right now, Anchor, and you can't put your factory there, Anchor. Well, that's a taking. You've just taken their property from a whatever M2 to an R1 or whatever. It's a lot more comprehensive than just saying, hey, you, we're going to change you from a C3 to C1.
But if they were already there under C3, how would that
work? Right, I mean, and maybe they want to put up whatever you can put in a C3, and, you know, maybe they want to put up a gas station. I mean, I don't know. I assume they don't. But
so it sounds like to me, then,
we should
table this until you have spoken to your constituents that are in that area. Right?
It's all over town.
It's understanding that the way the old zoning ordinance works is that the zoning ordinance, as it gets more restrictive for like C3,
yeah,
you can do the least restrictive then. No problem. You can live in a C3. No problem. And I heard you say you couldn't live in a C3.
You can build a residence in a C3.
C3 says all use, C1 use,
yes,
all C2 uses. And then the C3 use.
Yes,
I agree.
So they can do all C1 uses, and if C1 use is a residential area, then you could live there.
Yeah. But I was just going over at the meeting we said. They said that They will do nothing if we don't make a recommendation. So if you want to make a recommendation...
I'm just saying, if you're going to change somebody from a C3 to a C1, you better talk to them.
My recommendation on the recommendation is to table it for further study.
Especially the legality of it.
I just told, they just asked me to bring it up, and I did that.
That's just one less committee I got to be on for a while.
There you go.
Any further discussion on zoning? Last item, Greenville concerns.
Well, I just happened to be in Walmart, and I had a couple of the residents from Greenville Avenue who had the new project go in, who stopped me and told me about some things, and then I said, well, I'll go by and take a look at it. Well, of course, where are you going right now? Nowhere. So I drove to and walked up and down there. It was pouring down rain. So we got our umbrellas out, and we walked up and down there. If you're on the south-hand side of that, south part of Greenville Avenue, I'm trying to think. Actually, this person was on the north side. Dave Harris would live on that south side. Anyway, there was standing water down in there. I mean, it drops off so hard. And they're also, it's kind of a mess. If they get ready to mow that right now, if they had to mow tomorrow, they couldn't mow that. I mean, there needs to be some repairs, you know, just grading. It's not everywhere. You know, Becky Bird's looked pretty nice. And, you know, she had some other concerns, but her landscaping wasn't one of them. But it's just right up on her house. But I just wonder, are we going to go out there? Is the company going to go back out?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, good. So do you know when they...
Go ahead, I'm interrupting you.
No, please.
Please, go ahead.
As it stood, they did some seeding. They're going to reseed. That's why they did put a lot of straw down, not just for the general bird erosion.
Right.
And they were coming back because it was getting so late in the year that it wouldn't take.
Yeah.
So they said they were coming back. I believe it was Cooley's who was doing that particular part.
Yeah, that might.
And they may have to do some more grading and so forth with that. I think with this last rain, a lot of places had water standing. I'm not trying to excuse it is poorly engineered, but I had water in my backyard. I mean, for a long time, it's usually gone in hours, and it was there for days.
That's what they said.
It is so saturated, and I usually don't, so.
Yeah. They said they're the same way. They never had before.
It does seem awful quick drop off there, but I'm not a civil engineer.
Yeah.
Thank God.
I've had some people complain about the traffic not obeying the speed limit out through there.
No, they haven't. They're going to town, in general.
Yeah. Well, when you widen, I think studies show when you widen roads, people go faster.
Yeah.
When you narrow roads, people go slower. And we widen that road. So
before they put the new road out there,
there was a really small bit of time.
Nobody
knows what to do with the roundabout.
Right? Yeah. They put it on top. They did not grade it. They didn't grind it down because they said it was going to cost so much more to ground down. So, you know, it is higher.
I knew the cost was the fact that they raised it up like that, but I didn't know how much higher it was.
Yeah, I mean, it dropped off
a lot. A little of it, too, was because of the curb.
Yeah.
And it rose it up because they had to bring that curb up to engineering spec, and then that dirt came to that. So that was 7 to 8 inches there, too.
Yeah.
Plus, they didn't grade it.
You got to be aware to drain it, I think.
All right. Any further discussion on Greenville concerns? Do we have a clerk treasurer's report?
Claims.
I didn't put it on there, did I?
End of February, $51,329.45. March 1st through the 16th, $169,160.97. Payroll, $147,199.52. That's for three payrolls. Total of accounts payable vouchers, $394,668.94.
I make a motion we pay the bill.
It's been motioned and seconded to pay the bills. Any discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion passed. Please pay the bills. Mayor's report. I was going to print out my calendar, but I'm so busy I didn't get a chance to print that calendar out. But I am very busy. A lot of things going on, as I think you're aware. having the time of my life. I really, really appreciate this job. Learned a lot about who I am and a lot more about the city than what I ever thought went on in city government. So with that, I entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
We are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor.